real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live, for real. We're still on the air. We got a good deal from the radio station, so we're still on for now. And thanks to all you listeners. And we have a listener calling in, Dean. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, hi, George. Happy New Year. Happy 2018. I thought I better be first to chime in on this new year.
You're a little late.
Yeah, I know everybody was waiting for my call but last week, but I couldn't get through. But this is a good start to the new year. I'm happy to report that the Shell gas is still up to speed, as always.
What is it?
Good way to begin the year.
Okay. That's a thing. Okay, so you just checked all the stations?
Yeah, in fact, yesterday I needed gas, so I kind of made my rounds, and they all seem to be pretty consistent. It's 90 plus on all the premiums.
Oh, okay. Very good. So we got the people have a lot to thank to you.
Okay, thank you, and you know, it's my pleasure doing it. I want to also be sure that my car is getting good gas too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, we're back rolling again, and if you have a question, whatever, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? Celine, Steve, you got that down? 888-5204. Yeah, I can give that to Mario Yano, but he'll never call. Never, never. That's one guy, if you want him out of the room, bring a microphone to him and he's gone. Anyway, give us a call if you have any questions or whatever. And a listener emailed me, and I'm going to announce this a couple of times on the show. There's going to be a hearing on airbags, January 22nd. It's in the Department of Transportation at 869 Punch Bowl on the 5th floor, okay, in the conference room. So find out. They didn't post a time. So give the Department of Transportation a call and see when this airbag issue is going to be brought out. Okay? Let me bring it up more about airbags, folks. Everything in life is common sense. Okay? Airbags. If airbags was such a great issue, a great thing to have, think, wouldn't every race car in the world be required to have airbag? Right? I mean, who's going faster than anybody in the world? The race cars. Who is in more danger than the people on the road? the race cars. So the race cars have the safest equipment possible. Not one of them has an airbag. Not one of them is required to have an airbag. So that means airbag is a bogey. Okay? It hurts you more than save you. The shrapnel from the hardened plastic goes flying at you like razor blades. I don't recommend airbags. I don't recommend seatbelts. Because number one, the seatbelt is not properly installed. If you look at all race cars, they don't have that skinny, skimpy, 2-inch wide seatbelt. It used to be 2-inch wide, crisscross across the body. But now, the new rules is 4 inches wide across, crisscross across the body. The skinny seatbelt shoulder harness that comes with the car is not safe. Go check. Call NHRA, IHRA, NASCAR, anybody. Ask them if any of the seatbelts that is equipped on cars today, is it safe? They'll tell you no. So I'm against seatbelts. The lap belt, yeah, it's okay. But the shoulder harness, no way, Jose. Go check with all the physical therapists of people who got into accidents. They got spinal injury because of the seatbelt. It twists your back. It twists your back and the airbag slams you in the face. So you get slammed in the face like a 2x4. And if you have glasses, you'll have instant contact lenses. Okay? So, it's not safe. So, I'm against all that. But you can double check what I'm telling you with the race organizations. This is all a bogey. So, need to get rid of that along with safety check. Safety check. No, it doesn't work. It's not being done right. But most of all, it is not being enforced. And I can prove it to you. Okay? How many cars, and Mario Yano can testify to that, how many cars out there on the road have expired safety check? Tons of them. Do they get ticket? No way, Jose. Do they get ticketed for expired registration? Nope. That's why they're going to bring up car registration, because they need money. They're going to penalize the honest car owners that register the vehicles all the time for those that don't register the vehicles. And it's on the law book. It's been on since day one, forever. Any unregistered vehicle will be towed away on the spot. Did anybody ever get towed away? Nope. The excuse they have, we don't have place to put it. Oh, okay. So in other words, if they don't have space in the jailhouse to put criminals, whoever kills anybody or breaks the law by robbing a bank will never get put in jail because there's no space for them, right? Good excuse. No space. Wow. But anyway, those are the issues. So, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Dr. Dean already called in early so I don't harass him about not being able to come on. You know, he was trying to do it Oriental style, start from the back, go to the front. No, it don't work that way. The radio show starts from the beginning to the end. Okay, Dean? Anyway, there's going to be a hearing on airbags at the state capitol, January 22nd. Department of Transportation. The address is 869 Punch Bowl on the fifth floor conference room. This was sent to me by a radio listener. And anyway, try to see if you can make it. We need to give the option to the car owner to disable the airbag legally. Legally, you, the car owner, should determine what you want to do legally. Government should have no right telling you that you must have the airbag working, you must have the seatbelt on. You know, you let the government do that, folks, they're going to make more laws that are going to restrict you from doing anything. Okay? So, stand up for your right. It's your right. As long as you're not endangering anybody and you only endanger yourself, the government has no right to restrict you on things like that. Okay? So, anyhow, the battery that we recommend using is the North Star. The North Star is pure lead, very powerful, and lasts longer than the Optima. Okay, I know I recommended Optima in the past, but now we found that the North Star is a lot better. The difference between the two batteries, the Optima goes dead, you can never recharge it, it's gone. The North Star goes dead, you can recharge it, and it's just like new. What is that?
Where do you buy that?
The North Star can be bought from Battery Bill. Battery Bill now carries the North Star battery. And Costco doesn't carry it.
Mm.
But it's a very good battery. And you know, Wanda, I've been installing batteries for over 100 years. I never got zapped by a battery. Never. Ever. Wet. Whatever. Never. I put the North Star into my truck. And I just happened to be touching the positive terminal and put my arm down on the frame, the body frame, and I got zapped. I looked at the battery and I'm thinking, hey, what the heck? I never ever got zapped by a battery in my life. Not a big heavy zap, but you can feel it. You know? Optima doesn't do that. But the North...
So, if it does that, what are you thinking? Like, well, it's stronger?
The amps. Yeah, the amps. The amps is the strength of the battery. Not the volts. Volts are all 12 volts. Every battery is 12 volt. Okay? Car battery. But the amps is different. Amps can go from 300 amps all the way on up. The one I put in my truck is... what was that? 2,000 amps. 2,000 amps. And the Optima I had in there was only 800. So you see the strength? More than double. That's how you measure strength of battery. Now, the higher the amp, the bigger the spark at the spark plug. And I can prove it to you. I have a tester and I can show you the difference between the two batteries on the spark plug tester. The higher the amp, the bigger the spark. The bigger the spark, the better your gas mileage, the more power you put out if you're using the right gas. Okay? You gotta be using the right gas. You cannot be using the wrong gas and expect the power. Okay? So, it's time for Rolling Bob. Do we have Rolling Bob?
No.
He's still rolling.
Still rolling along.
Uh-huh.
How long can you leave your car sitting without starting it and the battery won't be dead?
What kind of cars are you talking about?
Regular cars.
Yeah, regular cars could be anything from a 1955 Chevy up to a 2018 Toyota Camry. Regular cars. Okay, the difference, the old cars, okay, before computers now, that's cars made before 1975, okay? They had no computers, and the computerized cars, a computer is on 24/7, so it drains the battery. Whereas on the 55, 57, you know, the old cars, they had no computers, so there was nothing to drain the battery. So on the old cars, well, you could leave the car for maybe 6 months and it's still be okay. But on new cars, no. A computer kills the battery. Okay?
No, that's not okay. Okay, we have Rolling Bob on the line.
Hey, Rolling Bob.
Hey, Rolling George. So, did you get the emergency missile false message?
Yes.
No, I went into the bomb shelter.
Oh, my goodness. So, of course, I've been on the phone with my family in the mainland. You know, the same family that thinks when the volcano goes off on the big island, I'm in danger. Well, you know, they don't know, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if I hear about the California fires, I got to call people. They're like, oh, no, that's 10 miles from us. I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, it's just reading the news stories. It people amaze me. You know, we knew, remember, this wasn't just brought up, right, George?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then everybody's, you know, texting and, oh, I thought I was going to die and I was hiding in the closet. And I'm like, well, I didn't get the text, but I heard about it and I didn't hear any siren. And frankly, I don't know what I was going to do. So I just sat here and went, well, I had a good life. I was Rolling Bob on Auto 101. What else could I ask for? Send it on. Oh, I guess that's not funny to you guys.
No.
Well, my whole point is, as we say in the commercial, if it was the last time, let's be happy every day. That's my point. Do the best you can. Be kind to people. And just, you know, live a good life. And you'll have no regrets in the end. And on that note, I'm going to go because somebody else is calling me. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But you're right, Bob. You're right. Living a good life, being nice to people, taking care of your family is the right thing. Because when things happen, it's too late to say I'm sorry at the funeral. It's too late. Because that person who passed away is no longer there. You're gone. You say all that, what you want to say, before the funeral. And a lot of people today, more and more, don't look at life that way. They wait until it's too late. then that's something you gotta live with. It's very hard. I know a lot of people like that. Lots. And it's sad. Okay, so give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Don't wait till the last minute, because then it's too late. Just like the funeral. Anyway, a lot of people are speeding on a freeway. 99% of them do not follow the speed limit. Okay? And those that don't follow the speed limit toot horns at the people who are following the speed limit.
And you feel that's okay or not okay?
Well, I'm coming to that. My daughter-in-law, Christy, and I, we're going over to check her dad's car today, this morning. And on the freeway, people are doing 60, 65 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone. The same thing they do across the USA. In the 60 mile zone, they're doing 85 and more. Okay? Now, folks, that's fine. That is fine if your car is made for that. Okay? Do you know the speed limit of your car? Do you know the speed limit of your tire? No, you don't. You gotta find that out before you go and do crazy stuff like that. That is so ridiculous. People assume that, excuse me, every car is built to do 100 miles an hour. It's not. It's not. And a good friend of mine who's a motorcycle policeman was going to buy a car, and I told him, take it on the freeway and go as fast as you can and see how it handles. And then you will decide if that's the car you want to buy. He did. He went back and he listened to my advice to try the BMW. He went, he tried the BMW, and he went up to 130 miles an hour on the freeway. And he said, wow, that car hugged the road and handled like it was doing only 45. He bought that car. Okay? Not that you're going to speed. Okay? But he wanted a car that would handle. So, I see people speeding with everything around, from vans, pickup trucks, and everything. And I know for a fact, because I did drag racing a lot, those cars cannot handle the speed. If they have to ever change lane or something, they're done. It's going to flip. So, folks, caution before you do speeding. Never mind about the policeman tagging you. Before you do speeding, find out if your car is capable and safe for the speeds you're going to drive. Okay? For my sake, I don't want you crashing into my car. Okay? If you don't care about your safety's sake, care about the people, cars around you that you will damage. Okay? Anyway, who do we have?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hi, Harry.
Yeah, George. Thank you very much for all the work you do for us. You know, with regard to the airbag, you know, they do it trying to save people, and yet the airbag has caused 21 deaths. People died from the airbag, 21 people, and there are numerous people getting hurt. So it's something that I'm glad that you know, pushing the thing to go away. And I thank you so much for that. The other thing is, you're right about the seat belts, because I hear like when people get up to about 70 miles an hour and have an accident, like in the one case, the car flipped over, and there's a lot of injury. The seatbelt cuts into your stomach. So, you know, like you said, I think it's too narrow. So you're right about that. And again, thank you for all that, your concern and your effort to help the people. Thank you again, Judge.
Thank you. Anyway, that's true. And the fact I'm giving you is because I am a safety official on Maui for NHRA. And that's the rules they gave us. So if you was going to take your car to Maui or Kauai to race, they would not allow you to use the shoulder harness in your car, regardless of how fast you're going to go. You got to remove a shoulder harness because, number one, it's only a one-way deal, and it will hurt you more than save you. So the big question I have is, why in the world would car manufacturers put on so-called safety equipment that is not really safe? It is for sales. They want to sell you the idea that these cars are safe. Safe. So you buy it. Well, you gotta look between the lines, folks. If somebody came up to you and said, "Hey, Wanda, here's $1 million. Just sign here." Would Wanda sign it? You gotta read between the lines. Okay? So, almost everything in this world is about money. Very, very few of any is for you, the people. Sad. But
everything is money driven.
Yeah. Everything except heaven. So, when you pass away, everything you have, money, gold, everything doesn't go with you. You can put it in the ground, but it's not going to go where you're going. So money is nothing. If money could buy you a life, then it's something. Money can never buy you a life. So it's worthless. Whoever invented money, no, it doesn't work. Anyway, try to make that hearing at the state capitol for the airbag, the Department of Transportation. Address is 869 Punch Bowl on the 5th floor conference room. Okay, as Harry said, 21 people have died from the airbag. I believe it. Because when the airbag pops, it's powerful. It kills children. So how can you call something like that safety if it kills you? Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. If you have a question, comment, announcement, whatever, we fly with everything. Okay? So, anyway, that's the thing I wanted to do. Was I noticed more and more people are speeding on the freeways, and people are speeding with unsafe vehicles. Those vehicles could not be safe over 60 miles an hour.
So what would make a vehicle safe so they can stop pretty much on a dime?
Well, number one, they need to change the brake lining. They need to change the rotor. go with a drill rotor, go with a different brake lining, like a ceramic, a good ceramic like Akebono. And number one is they got to change the struts, the shocks. Have to be calibrated for speed. Yes, the ride is going to be stiff. Soft ride is not capable of high speeds. Okay? Then, your steering. You need to have your steering recalibrated so it can react to the speed you're driving at. That's very expensive. Cheaper to slow down. Okay, so who do we have now?
Caller from Honolulu.
Hello.
Hi, George. This is Pat. I have a chance to buy a used BMW. 328. 3 years old. 3,000 miles. So, you still there?
Yes.
Oh, do you do inspection of used cars before people buy it?
Yes.
I see. So it's call you, check, make an appointment and stuff.
Yes.
Is that a good model, decent model, 328, the baby one?
The BMW?
Yes.
They're all good.
I see. Does it have twin turbo? Do you know right off? Somebody say, hey, turbo is more than one or something.
Well, whether it's turbo, whatever, the thing about the car is safe.
I see.
Okay. Yeah. Normal cars have only one floor. The floor where you're sitting on is one sheet metal. That's it. On the BMW, it's three layers, 2 inches apart.
I see.
Causing a big steel box.
Okay.
So it makes it.
One question, BMW maintenance. Very few garages will fix on it. Only the dealer. Is that true? Or
no, not true. Not true. No.
Yeah, that scares me. Because dealer only, boy, they take your eyeballs.
I know, but no,
I see.
No. It's anybody can do it. Oil change, stuff like that. It's the same with every car.
I see.
You know, it's like if you went to a doctor. Okay? A doctor, you walk in there, he looks at you, he says, oh, no, I don't work on you. I only work on black people. You're going to look at him like, what? Right?
That's right. human body.
That's right. It's just like the car.
Same as the car, huh?
Yep.
Okay, boy. Okay, if and when I'm ready to buy, I'll give you a call and have you check that out.
Sure, I'll check it out.
Okay, thanks, George.
Okay, aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think it's about that time to play Bob's music. Okay? Yeah.
It's his favorite one.
Yeah, I got him off.
She's real fine, my boy.
Went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, so some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister, don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And another thing I'd like to bring out, I know you've heard it a lot, is about ethanol. They talked about ethanol on the other radio station, and whatever negative they say about ethanol is all not true. Ethanol is the most fantastic fuel, or whatever you call it, in the world. You know, a lot of you see that on TV about the trees, the ohia trees on the Big Island dying from a bacteria. Well, spraying the trees with ethanol will kill the bacteria, will not kill the tree, will not kill the insects, will not kill the animals. Okay? Ethanol is completely safe. It's excellent for disinfecting the rivers, the ocean, the trees. Wherever you need disinfectant, that's the best. Surgeons use ethanol for surgery. My good friend Harvey on Kauai spilled a whole bunch of ethanol on his lawn by accident. And he called me a day later and said, hey, you're right. The grass didn't die. Now, if that was gasoline, the grass did. Okay? So, I'm not talking from clear blue sky. I've tested ethanol in my saltwater fish tank. The fishes didn't die. They got drunk, but did not die. Okay, so you can use it in rivers, in the ocean, to disinfect and clean it. It's filthy. So, we can produce ethanol here in Hawaii, made from sugarcane. And you don't burn the sugarcane, you cut it. Now, if we can produce ethanol in Hawaii, all the oil companies that put in the so-called 10% have to buy it from us. And there's also a federal mandate that requires all federal and post office vehicles and planes to run ethanol. Okay? The amount that you're going to be using in a year is over 100 million gallons a year. So it's the best industry to get into because we have so many vacant lands, vacant ag lands. And the governor refuses to look at ethanol. Well, what kind of governor is that? How can he refuse something that's good? It's good. It brought Brazil out of third world. Now it can help Hawaii and bring Hawaii up because the high schools all over Hawaii do not have wood shop, metal shop, or auto shop. Nothing. So the children graduating from high school that don't have the money to go to college, what can they do? What can they do? But if we had ag that they could work at, you don't have to have a college degree to work in a sugarcane field. Now, don't you think that's an answer to the homeless issue? Think about that. Building houses is not the answer. Getting jobs for them that they can afford to live in paradise is like ethanol. Ethanol is a fantastic fuel. It does not rust, corrode, eat rubber hoses and everything that you hear on the news. Now, I have proof of what I'm saying. If any group, anybody out there that has a group that want to see a demonstration, I'll be more than happy to show you a demonstration and prove to you everything out there is false. Ethanol is non-corrosive. It does not eat rubber hoses, make injectors black, and all of the above. Anyway.
Okay, we have Silicone Sam on the line.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I'm just going to congratulate you. And you are a phoenix rising out of the ashes. You are reborn again. So out of the ashes, you will rise, and you are back. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good day, and stay out of the nuclear blast.
Oh, yes.
Bye, George.
Bye. Aloha. Yes, talking about the nuclear blast, I think that, well, I know that was really bad. It's like that old thing when you were growing up, remember? Calling wolf, wolf. And when the real wolf shows up, nobody's going to believe it. You know? Something has to be done with this kind of stuff. It's not funny, you know, to be doing false things like that. It's supposed to be criminal. Okay? I mean, what would happen if you called HPD and said, hey, I have some people here with a machine gun shooting everybody, and there's nobody there? They wouldn't like it. But anyway, so much for false stuff. Keep everything honest. Keep everything straight. Okay? But anyway, my daughter-in-law showed me on her phone where it's on, is that on the internet or something, where they had a picture of the Korean president saying, I wanted lunch, not launch.
I said lunch, not launch.
That's what I said. I wanted lunch, not launch. Well, anyway, when they speak with the accent, it sounds like launch. Anyway, that's the funny part about it. Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Yeah, Bob is showing us on his phone. Anyway, Silicone Sam got her name because she siliconed every inch of her car. Roof to tire, bumper to bumper. Everything.
Inside and out?
Yes. Everything. So if you went up to her car, you would slide off. Anyway, that's why she was called Silicone Sam. And Steve had a different idea of Silicone Sam. What are you giggling for? I guess you know Steve, Celine Steve. Anyway. Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-528-5204. Okay? But if you have a question, announcement, whatever.
How can you tell if your battery's gonna die? Does it tell you, or it just dies all of a sudden?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Excellent question. That batteries actually talk to you, but you don't listen. How many people listen? How many people actually listen to the car talking to them? You're so much in a rush, so upset, or whatever, that you cannot bother with listening to your car. You have to listen. The battery does say, I'm getting weak, I'm dying. My own cousin, Anako, doesn't listen. And then she calls me up, she's stranded one night. And I said, Anako, didn't you listen to your battery? No. The turning over of the engine slows down a little and more and more. When you hear it doing that, the battery is getting weak, is dying. Okay? Yes, the car has an alternator that charges the battery when you're driving. But when you stop and you leave it for a long period of time, like overnight, you come back to start it. If it doesn't whip right up and start, the battery's dying. You gotta listen carefully to it. And you can hear it. Okay? It's dying. That's how you know. The last minute time is gonna go click, click, click. That's dead. Yes, the lights will work, the radio will play, but the starter takes 11 volts. If you're below 11 volts, you're out of luck.
So if you hooked up your battery to a battery tester and then your battery is dying, what would it show on the tester?
Below 11 volts.
Oh. And then if it's good?
It'll be 12 and a half. Okay? A lot of people who are very particular about their car, they put in a battery meter under the dash. So they get in the car and they look at the meter and it shows 12.5. It's good. Okay? But that's only the volts. The amps is more important than anything. The higher the amp, the longer your alternator will last, the longer your starter will last. And more important, the longer your gas will last. Because the higher the amps, the more spark at the spark plug, eating less gasoline. And the higher the amps, the faster the starter spins, so it doesn't work as hard. And the higher the amp, the less the alternator has to charge back into the battery. So getting a North Star is a good deal because it pays you back. The other batteries, no, they're like drug addicts. They take from you and keep taking. So, if you say, yeah, the other battery from Costco was cheap, well, what is cheap? It takes from you. Okay? So, anyway, if you have a question, whatever, give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Now, Wanda, let me ask you a question here. What is the difference between living in paradise in Hawaii and living in Las Vegas, the ninth island? What is the difference?
What is the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, there's a lot of difference.
What's the difference? the biggest difference.
You can't gamble in Hawaii.
No, not talking about not talking
legally.
About gambling. I'm talking about, you know, what is the big difference? Because not everybody gambles. What is the big difference? Let me tell you. The expense of living. The cost of,
living
in Hawaii is astronomical. The cost of living in Las Vegas, very reasonable. So this cocktail girl that was serving cocktail at the casino, she didn't know either. So I said, okay, Hawaii, let's compare it like a car, okay? A Ferrari or a Lamborghini is very expensive to buy, very expensive to maintain, okay? A Nissan Sentra is very reasonable to buy and very cheap to maintain. So, Las Vegas is like a Nissan Sentra. Hawaii is like a Ferrari. But which one looks best when you drive? The Ferrari. Right?
But if you can't afford it?
Well, okay. That's what she said. I said, okay. Then if you can't afford it, then buy the cheapest, ugliest clothes and wear that. Can you afford it? Sure. Don't buy nice clothes. Just wear rags, ugly clothes.
And so what's the point?
If money is the issue, then that's it. But it's the cost of where you're going to live.
If you want to, say you don't want to be on welfare or like you don't want to be homeless, you can't afford to live in Hawaii without help.
That's where the subject of ethanol comes in. Because ethanol can bring up the standard of living for the people of Hawaii. It can. Okay? And changing the governor, okay, and getting a better governor that really thinks about the people of Hawaii will make a difference. You have to bring up the standard of living for the people by giving them better paychecks. Make it more affordable. That's the way to make it affordable. You cannot tell the businesses to lower your prices. You gotta bring up the wage. And the way to do it is with ethanol, changing the governor. Another idea that is a real good idea is the Waikiki Grand Prix race. Every place that has a Grand Prix race is very, very rich.
But Hawaii is a conservative state, so they will never go for all of those things.
Then you're going to be poor for the rest of your life. Las Vegas never does anything that does not make money. Las Vegas owns the drag strip in Las Vegas. They never had a drag strip before. They have it now because it makes money. Everything Las Vegas puts in is for money. All you gotta do is watch what they're doing, except the gambling. As far as motorsport racing and stuff like that, follow that. Okay? Who do you have?
We have Jay from Kaimuki.
Hi, Jay.
Hello. You know, what happened to the mayor is building housing, like the Mayor Wright housing and, Palola housing, and you know, before the mayor used to build housing for the people on the verge of the How come we don't have any mayors doing that now?
Because it doesn't bring money in their pocket.
Aren't there places or things they can do to try to stimulate that kind of thing? Because, you know, this homeless situation is chasing people around.
It is. You're right. And they're not finding the solution to stopping it.
Right.
You know, they think that building homes and stuff like that is stopping it. It's not.
It's going to alleviate some of the problems.
Yeah. But the people, the kids who are graduating from school have no money to go to college, number one. And number two, they have no skill.
Well, they should put more emphasis on technical schools, yeah?
Yeah, but they got to pay for that. The kids don't have the money. The old days.
They got to sponsor some technical schools.
You see, the old days.
Or even apprentice programs, mechanics. And,
yeah, if you can remember back then. Way back, they had a wood shop, metal shop.
That's right, yeah.
In the intermediate school.
Right.
And high schools, they had the same thing. They also had...
Did they have this as part of the classes?
Yeah. They had also auto class in high school.
You mean they don't have that anymore?
Nope. Nothing.
Nothing, practical.
Nothing.
Wow.
So what do you expect the kids to do?
I didn't realize they're not teaching kids those things.
Yes, they don't have it.
Wow.
It's sad. The education system here in Hawaii sucks. Yeah. In fact, one of the high schools, the typing teacher doesn't know how to type.
Well, yeah, I heard about that.
And another high school, the auto shop that they supposedly have, the teacher don't know how to change oil.
Whoa.
So.
Well, because there's a teacher shortage or what?
No, it's about help my buddy. He needs a job. Never mind the children. Yep.
Hey, also, I got an announcement to make.
Okay.
As you know, tomorrow is going to be the Ohana Festival. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Moelele Field. We're going to have taiko demonstrations and mochi pounding. And
that place is going to be packed.
Japanese crafts over at the center. And then on the field, on Moelele Field, they're going to have the Andagi, I guess, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all kinds of demonstrations. And
yeah.
So I just want to let people know.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. So you got someplace to go now. Okay? Anyway. We're running out of time. And the thing I'd like to remind you, the people of Hawaii, is to get involved. Yeah, it might take a little time, but get involved. You know? So that the people who got into office understand that you, the people, are in control, not them. Okay? Because remember that old saying, politics, by the people, for the people. Not by the politician, for the politician. It's by the people, for the people. Okay? So, anyway, it's come to that time when we need to remind you, this Hawaii, a special place in the world, take care of each other. We're losing that. Too many drivers are being real SOBs. Change that to Aloha driving. Okay? And remember, do not drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.